Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of September 28, 2022. Do you know that nutmeg is extremely poisonous if injected intravenously? Today's archive star of Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition goes to Ansar Nam Lim for publishing two papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 13 papers out of 58 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number one.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jen Sun, Chief Scientist, Managing Director of Research, Megvii, Face++.
Paper title:
Stacking Ensemble Learning in Deep Domain Adaptation for Ophthalmic Image Classification.
Authored by
Yagana Madadi, Vahid Sidi, Jen Sun, Edward Shom, and Siamak Yusvi.
Paper abstract:
Domain adaptation is an attractive approach given the availability of a large amount of labeled data with similar properties but different domains. It is effective in image classification tasks where obtaining sufficient labeled data is challenging. We propose a novel method, named CELDA, for stacking ensemble learning via extending three domain adaptation methods for effectively solving real-world problems. The major assumption is that when base domain adaptation models are combined, we can obtain a more accurate and robust model by exploiting the ability of each of the base models. We extend maximum mean discrepancy, MMD, low-rank coding, and correlation alignment, CORAL, to compute the adaptation loss in three base models. Also, we utilize a two fully connected layer network as a meta model to stack the output predictions of these three well-performing domain adaptation models to obtain high accuracy in ophthalmic image classification tasks. The experimental results using age-related eye disease study, AREDS, benchmark ophthalmic dataset demonstrate the effectiveness of the proposed model.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number two.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Philippi Sola, assistant professor, MIT, and Antonio Turalba, professor of computer science, MIT.
Paper title:
Totems, Physical Objects for Verifying Visual Integrity.
Authored by
Jingwei Ma, Lucy Chai, Minyoung Ha, Tongzhou Wang, Ser Nam Lim, Philippi Sola, and Antonio Turalba.
Paper abstract:
We introduce a new approach to image forensics, placing physical refractive objects, which we call totems, into a scene so as to protect any photograph taken of that scene. Totems bend and redirect light rays, thus providing multiple, albeit distorted, views of the scene within a single image. A defender can use these distorted totem pixels to detect if an image has been manipulated. Our approach unscrambles the light rays passing through the totems by estimating their positions in the scene and using their known geometric and material properties. To verify a totem-protected image, we detect inconsistencies between the scene reconstructed from totem viewpoints and the scene's appearance from the camera viewpoint. Such an approach makes the adversarial manipulation task more difficult, as the adversary must modify both the totem and image pixels in a geometrically consistent manner without knowing the physical properties of the totem. Unlike prior learning-based approaches, our method does not require training on datasets of specific manipulations, and instead uses physical properties of the scene and camera to solve the forensics problem.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number three.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Bernd Schiele, Professor, Max Planck Institute for Informatics, Saarland Informatics Campus, Saarland.
Paper title:
Motion Transformer with Global Intention Localization and Local Movement Refinement.
Authored by
Xiaoshuai Shi, Li Zheng, Deng Xindai, and Bern Sheila.
Paper Abstract.
Predicting multimodal future behavior of traffic participants is essential for robotic vehicles to make safe decisions. Existing works explore to directly predict future trajectories based on latent features or utilize dense goal candidates to identify agents' destinations, where the former strategy converges slowly since all motion modes are derived from the same feature, while the latter strategy has efficiency issues since its performance highly relies on the density of goal candidates. In this paper, we propose Motion Transformer, MTR, framework that models motion prediction as the joint optimization of global intention localization and local movement refinement. Instead of using goal candidates, MTR incorporates spatial intention priors by adopting a small set of learnable motion query pairs. Each motion query pair takes charge of trajectory prediction and refinement for a specific motion mode, which stabilizes the training process and facilitates better multimodal predictions. Experiments show that MTR achieves state-of-the-art performance on both the marginal and joint motion prediction challenges, ranking first on the leaderboards of Waymo Open Motion Dataset. Code will be available at github.com/xiaoshuai/MTR. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Philip Tor, Professor, University of Oxford.
Paper title:
Diversified Dynamic Routing for Vision Tasks.
Authored by
Bodos Chava, Adil Bibi, Yanwei Li, Philip Tor, and Ser Nam Lim.
Paper abstract:
Deep learning models for vision tasks are trained on large datasets under the assumption that there exists a universal representation that can be used to make predictions for all samples. Whereas high-complexity models are proven to be capable of learning such representations, a mixture of experts trained on specific subsets of the data can infer the labels more efficiently. However, using mixture of experts poses two new problems, namely, I, assigning the correct expert at inference time when a new unseen sample is presented. 2. Finding the optimal partitioning of the training data, such that the experts rely the least on common features. In dynamic routing, DR, a novel architecture is proposed where each layer is composed of a set of experts, however, without addressing the two challenges, we demonstrate that the model reverts to using the same subset of experts. In our method, Diversified Dynamic Routing, DIVDR, the model is explicitly trained to solve the challenge of finding relevant partitioning of the data and assigning the correct experts in an unsupervised approach. We conduct several experiments on semantic segmentation on cityscapes and object detection and instance segmentation on MS COCO, showing improved performance over several baselines.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jia Li, Professor of Statistics, the Pennsylvania State University.
Paper title:
View-aware Salient Object Detection for 360/DAG, Omnidirectional Image.
Authored by
Junji Wu, Cheng Xia, Tian Shuyu, and Jia Li.
Paper abstract:
Image-based salient object detection, ISOD, in 360/DAG scenarios is significant for understanding and applying panoramic information. However, research on 360/DAG ISID has not been widely explored due to the lack of large, complex, high-resolution, and well-labeled datasets. Towards this end, we construct a large-scale 360/DAG ISID dataset with object-level pixel-wise annotation on a queer rectangular projection,
ERP, which contains rich panoramic scenes with not less than 2K resolution, and is the largest dataset for 360/DAG, ISID by far to our best knowledge. By observing the data, we find current methods face three significant challenges in panoramic scenarios: diverse distortion degrees, discontinuous edge effects, and changeable object scales. Inspired by humans' observing process, we propose a view-aware salient object detection method based on a sample adaptive view transformer, SAVT, module with two submodules to mitigate these issues. Specifically, the submodule view transformer, VT, contains three transform branches based on different kinds of transformations to learn various features under different views and heighten the model's feature toleration of distortion, edge effects, and object scales. Moreover, the submodule sample adaptive fusion, SAF, is to adjust the weights of different transform branches based on various sample features and make transformed enhanced features fuse more appropriately. The benchmark results of 20 state-of-the-art ISID methods reveal the constructed dataset is very challenging. Moreover, exhaustive experiments verify the proposed approach is practical and outperforms the state-of-the-art methods.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Honglok Lee, Google Brain, UMichigan.
Paper title:
UniClip, Unified Framework for Contrastive Language Image Pre-Training.
Authored by
Jang-hyun Lee, Jong-suk Kim, Hyun-uk Shan, Bum-suk Kim, Sung-hwan Kim, Honglok Lee, and Junmo Kim.
Paper abstract:
Pre-training vision language models with contrastive objectives has shown promising results that are both scalable to large uncurated datasets and transferable to many downstream applications. Some following works have targeted to improve data efficiency by adding self-supervision terms, but inter-domain, image-text, contrastive loss and intra-domain, image-image, contrastive loss are defined on individual spaces in those works, so many feasible combinations of supervision are overlooked. To overcome this issue, we propose UniClip, a unified framework for contrastive language image pre-training. UniClip integrates the contrastive loss of both inter-domain pairs and intra-domain pairs into a single universal space. The discrepancies that occur when integrating contrastive loss between different domains are resolved by the three key components of UniClip: 1. Augmentation-aware feature embedding, 2. MPNCE loss, and 3. Domain-dependent similarity measure. UniClip outperforms previous vision language pre-training methods on various single and multimodality downstream tasks. In our experiments, we show that each component that comprises UniClip contributes well to the final performance.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ali Farhadi, Associate Professor, Computer Science and Engineering, University of Washington.
Paper title:
Towards Multimodal Multitask Scene Understanding Models for Indoor Mobile Agents.
Authored by
Yao-Hung Hubert Tsai, Hanlin Go, Ali Farhadi, and Zhen Zhang.
Paper abstract:
The perception system in personalized mobile agents requires developing indoor scene understanding models, which can understand 3D geometries, capture objectiveness, analyze human behaviors, etc. Nonetheless, this direction has not been well explored in comparison with models for outdoor environments. For example, the autonomous driving system that includes pedestrian prediction, car detection, traffic sign recognition, etc. In this paper, we first discuss the main challenge: insufficient or even no labeled data for real-world indoor environments, and other challenges such as fusion between heterogeneous sources of information, For example, RGB images and LiDAR point clouds, modeling relationships between a diverse set of outputs, for example, 3D object locations, depth estimation and human poses, and computational efficiency. Then, we describe MISM, Multimodality Input Multitask Output Indoor Scene Understanding Model, to tackle the above challenges. MISM considers RGB images as well as sparse LiDAR points as inputs and 3D object detection, depth completion, human pose estimation, and semantic segmentation as output tasks. We show that MISM performs on par or even better than single task models. For example, we improve the baseline 3D object detection results by 11.7% on the benchmark ArcGIS dataset.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jen Yang, Professor of Computer Science, Nanjing University of Science and Technology.
Paper title:
Spatiotemporal Relation Learning for Video Anomaly Detection.
Authored by
Huey LV, Zhen Kui, Biao Wang, and Jen Yang.
Paper abstract:
Anomaly identification is highly dependent on the relationship between the object and the scene, as different/same object actions in same/different scenes may lead to various degrees of normality and anomaly. Therefore, object-scene relation actually plays a crucial role in anomaly detection but is inadequately explored in previous works. In this paper, we propose a spatial-temporal relation learning, STRL, framework to tackle the video anomaly detection task. First, considering dynamic characteristics of the objects as well as scene areas, we construct a spatiotemporal autoencoder, STAE, to jointly exploit spatial and temporal evolution patterns for representation learning. For better pattern extraction, two decoding branches are designed in the STAE module, i.e. an appearance branch capturing spatial cues by directly predicting the next frame, and a motion branch focusing on modeling the dynamics via optical flow prediction. Then, to well concretize the object-scene relation, a relation learning, RL, module is devised to analyze and summarize the normal relations by introducing the knowledge graph embedding methodology. Specifically in this process, the plausibility of object-scene relation is measured by jointly modeling object/scene features and optimizable object-scene relation maps. Extensive experiments are conducted on 3 public datasets, and the superior performance over the state-of-the-art methods demonstrates the effectiveness of our method.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Abhinav Gupta, Associate Professor, Robotics Institute, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Learning State-Aware Visual Representations from Audible Interactions.
Authored by
Himanji Mittal, Pedro Morgado, Anand Jain, and Abhinav Gupta.
Paper abstract:
We propose a self-supervised algorithm to learn representations from egocentric video data. Recently, significant efforts have been made to capture humans interacting with their own environments as they go about their daily activities. In result, several large egocentric datasets of interaction-rich multimodal data have emerged. However, learning representations from videos can be challenging. First, given the uncurated nature of long-form continuous videos, learning effective representations require focusing on moments in time when interactions take place. Second, visual representations of daily activities should be sensitive to changes in the state of the environment. However, current successful multimodal learning frameworks encourage representation invariance over time. To address these challenges, we leverage audio signals to identify moments of likely interactions which are conducive to better learning.
We also propose a novel self-supervised objective that learns from audible state changes caused by interactions. We validate these contributions extensively on two large-scale egocentric datasets, Epic Kitchens 100 and the recently released Ego 4D, and show improvements on several downstream tasks, including action recognition, long-term action anticipation, and object state change classification. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 10.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jingdong Wang, Microsoft Research.
Paper title:
Style Swap, Style-Based Generator Empowers Robust Face Swapping.
Authored by
Jiliang Xu, Hangzhou, Jibin Hong, Ziwei Lu, Jiaming Lu, Qiqi Guo, Junyu Han, Jingtuo Lu, Eru Ding, and Jingdong Wang.
Paper abstract:
Numerous attempts have been made to the task of person-agnostic face swapping given its wide applications. While existing methods mostly rely on tedious network and lossless designs, they still struggle in the information balancing between the source and target faces, and tend to produce visible artifacts. In this work, we introduce a concise and effective framework named Style Swap. Our core idea is to leverage a style-based generator to empower high-fidelity and robust face swapping, thus the generator's advantage can be adopted for optimizing identity similarity. We identify that with only minimal modifications, a StyleGen 2 architecture can successfully handle the desired information from both source and target. Additionally, inspired by the two RGB layers, a swapping-driven mask branch is further devised to improve information blending. Furthermore, the advantage of StyleGen inversion can be adopted. Particularly, a swapping-guided ID inversion strategy is proposed to optimize identity similarity. Extensive experiments validate that our framework generates high-quality face swapping results that outperform state-of-the-art methods both qualitatively and quantitatively.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 11.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Weishi Zheng, professor at Sun Yat-sen University, and Chunhua Shen, School of Computer Science, the University of Adelaide.
Paper title:
Text Adaptive Multiple Visual Prototype Matching for Video Text Retrieval.
Authored by
Chengji Lin, Ankang Wu, Junwei Liang, Jun Zhang, Wenhang Jie, Weishi Zheng, and Chunhua Shen.
Paper abstract:
Cross-modal retrieval between videos and text has gained increasing research interest due to the rapid emergence of videos on the web. Generally, a video contains rich instance and event information, and the query text only describes a part of the information. Thus, a video can correspond to multiple different text descriptions and queries. We call this phenomenon the video text correspondence ambiguity problem. Current techniques mostly concentrate on mining local or multi-level alignment between contents of a video and text, / text it for example, object to entity and action to verb. It is difficult for these methods to alleviate the video text correspondence ambiguity by describing a video using only one single feature, which is required to be matched with multiple different text features at the same time. To address this problem, we propose a text-adaptive multiple visual prototype matching model, which automatically captures multiple prototypes to describe a video by adaptive aggregation of video token features. Given a query text, the similarity is determined by the most similar prototype-defined correspondence in the video, which is termed text-adaptive matching. To learn diverse prototypes for representing the rich information in videos, we propose a variance loss to encourage different prototypes to attend to different contents of the video. Our method outperforms state-of-the-art methods on 4 public video retrieval datasets. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 12.
This paper was selected because it is authored by James T. Kwok, Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, Hong Kong University of Science and Xiong Bei, Huazhong University of Science and Technology, HUST.
Paper title:
Searching a High-Performance Feature Extractor for Text Recognition Network.
Authored by
Huawei Zhang, Huanming Yao, James T. Kwok, and Xiong Bei.
Paper abstract:
Feature extractor plays a critical role in text recognition, TR, but customizing its architecture is relatively less explored due to expensive manual tweaking. In this work, inspired by the success of Neural Architecture Search, NAS, we propose to search for suitable feature extractors. We design a domain-specific search space by exploring principles for having good feature extractors. The space includes a 3D structured space for the spatial model and a transform-based space for the sequential model. As the space is huge and complexly structured, no existing NAS algorithms can be applied. We propose a two-stage algorithm to effectively search in the space. In the first stage, we cut the space into several blocks and progressively train each block with the help of an auxiliary head. We introduce the latency constraint into the second stage and search subnetwork from the trained supernet via natural gradient descent. In experiments, a series of ablation studies are performed to better understand the design space, search algorithm, and searched architectures. We also compare the proposed method with various state-of-the-art ones on both handwritten and seen TR tasks. Extensive results show that our approach can achieve better recognition performance with less latency.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 13.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ying Xu, Professor of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, University of Georgia.
Paper title:
When handcrafted features and deep features meet mismatched training and test sets for deepfake detection.
Authored by
Ying Xu and Sule Yildirim Yayilgan.
Paper abstract:
The accelerated growth in synthetic visual media generation and manipulation has now reached the point of raising significant concerns and posing enormous intimidations towards society. There is an imperative need for automatic detection networks towards false digital content and avoid the spread of dangerous artificial information to contend with this threat. In this paper, we utilize and compare two kinds of handcrafted features, SIFT and HOG, and two kinds of deep features, exception and CNN plus RNN, for the deepfake detection task. We also check the performance of these features when there are mismatches between training sets and test sets. Evaluation is performed on the famous Face Forensics plus dataset, which contains four sub-datasets: deepfakes, face-to-face, face swap, and neural textures. The best results are from exception, where the accuracy could surpass over 99% when the training and test set are both from the same sub-dataset. In comparison, the results drop dramatically when the training set mismatches the test set. This phenomenon reveals the challenge of creating a universal deepfake detection system.
This sounds pretty awesome.